people.
I told you, people. I warned you, people, but nobody ever listens to me. Why should you listen? I warned you. I told you. I told you folks in Wisconsin to be careful up there, but no, no. Why listen to Brad? Hey, hey, good evening, America. Truth Seekers, there we go. Welcome, Truth Seekers. This is your Mike Malloy Show. I know, it doesn't sound like Mike. It's me, Brad Friedman of bradblog.com, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow, broadcasting live all this week as Mike is on a much-needed vacation. I think he went down to Florida. I'm pretty sure he's going down there to purge some voters. Because, you know, that's what Malloy does. Anyway, yeah, we'll probably talk about that at some point this week. He's on vacation. You got me broadcasting from beautiful downtown Burbank as the sun sets. It's not even setting. It's usually setting. This day. We got two more hours of sunset, right? You people on the East Coast, the sun may be setting, though. And so you've come to the right place. Snuggle up to your radio. We've got an exciting evening for you. You can also join us at the bradblog.com chat room this week, which is turned on, ready to rock and roll. Desi is in there. Margot Paez is in there. She's our super duper associate producer. Desi is, of course, our producer. And I think some of the regulars are beginning to file in. They'd love to see you there. Bradblog.com. Go check out the chat room, play along at home. You may also wish to tweet me throughout tonight, and you can do so at The Brad Blog. That's my name on the Twitters, just The Brad Blog. Okay, there's that piece of business. What else? Oh, our phone number tonight will be 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. That's what it's going to be all week long. And don't call it now, because I got stuff to say. But write it down, because you're going to want to get in on this show tonight. 877-520-1150 will be our phone number. Coming up tonight on the show, John Washburn, a Republican out of Wisconsin, a Republican supporter of Scott Walker's, will be joining us. And he also happens to be an election integrity expert. You guys may have heard him on this show before. I've had him on this broadcast while sitting in for Mike Malloy. I've had him on my own weekly show on KPFK out here in Los Angeles, the local Pacifica affiliate. I'll not give anything away yet. I'll just hang on to your hats. He'll be joining us here this hour. Also, a little bit later in the show, Michael Leahy will be joining us, the director of public policy for the California Nurses Association, because, well, yes, unions are under fire like never before. And they have taken this apparent victory. Actually, opponents of unions have taken this apparent victory up there in Wisconsin to say, see, America hates unions. We want to destroy them all. We want nobody to have pensions. We want people to work until they die, or if they want to slack off and retire early, then they can go out in the street and beg for food. What do they need a pension for? What do they need retirement for? Those lazy, lazy public workers. Those lazy 9/11 firemen. Those policemen, those school teachers, oh, those nurses just living large with their Cadillac healthcare plans and their fat cat pensions. Who needs them? They don't deserve it. Firefighters putting their life on the line for you for 9/11, the hell with them. Just lazy government workers. Get rid of them. So we're going to talk about some of that with Michael Leahy of the California Nurses Association, because the fact is unions really are under fire like I have never seen before. I was on TV on RT last week talking about the Wisconsin race, and some of the replies, some of the responses, some of the comments over at YouTube when they posted my appearance were pretty remarkable. So we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show, but let me get straight to Wisconsin here, because I have not been on this program since what happened last week in Wisconsin happened. I said I warned you. I warned you before the election. For months, I warned you about what was going on out there. I warned you about those voting machines. Now stay with me, because I'm not saying Scott Walker lost this race. I'm also not saying Scott Walker won this race. And here is why. Because the ballots that they use in Wisconsin, thankfully, most of the state votes on verifiable paper ballots, hand-marked by the voters. Problem is, they don't bother to, you know, actually verify them. They run them through the electronic scanners up there. Now, those scanners are either right or they are wrong when they turn out results. Recently, in Palm Beach County, Florida, just this past March, we had three different elections that the Sequoia optical scan voting machines had the results completely wrong, naming several of the losing candidates to be the winners. Now, the only reason we found out that the losing candidates were named to be the winners by the Sequoia optical scan voting system was because in Florida now, I don't know how this got through the legislature, but in Florida now, they actually bother to do a post-election spot check of 2% of the ballots, of the paper ballots, to make sure, sort of, that the computer got it right. And what do you know, down there in Palm Beach County, Florida, they found that three different elections were completely wrong. So they did a hand count. They hand counted 100% of the paper ballots, and they found out that two of the people who were named as the winners were actually the winners of the race. Those machines made by the Sequoia Voting Systems Company are the very same machines that are used up in Waukesha, Wisconsin. You remember Waukesha, where our old friend Kathy Nicholas up there, the right-wing county clerk, found 14,000 ballots that hadn't been reported in last year's Supreme Court race up in Wisconsin that flipped the results of the race. Okay, well, she uses the same machines that down there in Florida had named three different losers to be the winners, three different winners to be the losers. And they found out because they hand-counted the ballots. That's the Sequoia voting machines that they use in Wisconsin. Also in Wisconsin, they use machines made by ES&S, specifically the ES&S, DS200 machines. Yes, those excellent brand-new machines made by ES&S, just put onto the market a few years ago. They were put on the market in time for New York City to use them in 2010. New York was the last state in the union to move from mechanical lever voting systems over to electronic voting systems under the Federal Help America Vote Act. They did that in 2010 for the big Republican wave election. Well, 2 years later, guess what we found out about those DS200s in New York City? The company has now confirmed, ES&S is the company, they have now confirmed that thousands of votes were completely lost on those machines, those DS200s in New York City. How did we find that out? Well, the New York Daily News did a public records request of the ballots after strange numbers were coming up in some precincts up in the South Bronx. And it turns out that in one precinct in the South Bronx, the voting machines got the vote, 70% of the votes were in error during the primary election in 2010 in the South Bronx. In the general election, the machines did better. They were only 54% wrong. We found that out 2 years later when the New York Daily News was finally able to actually look at the paper ballots and actually count them and find out that the machine had been throwing out thousands of votes, thousands of legitimate votes. And, of course, because they didn't check the paper ballots afterwards, they didn't know. I could tell you about Oakland County, Michigan, where in 2008 they were lucky because in the pre-election testing up there on their ES&S machines, a different model, the model M100, also used up in Wisconsin, they found that the very same machines would not count the ballots the same way twice. The same machine, you got that? The same machines would not count the same ballots the same way twice. They discovered that before the election. And they were able to try to do something about it. The company said, oh, well, that's because they had gotten dirty. You just need to clean the optical scanner there a little bit. Uh-huh. And how about, of course, famously down in Leon County, Florida in 2005 when the Diebold optical scan machines were hacked by a hacker? You might have seen it in HBO's Hacking Democracy that completely flipped the results of a mock election down there. All of those machines are used in Wisconsin where they do not check a single ballot after the election to make sure that it's been recorded accurately as per the voter's intent. So, did Scott Walker win last Tuesday by 300,000 votes or so? I don't know. You don't know. Election officials don't know because nobody bothered to check the ballots. And by the way, did the Democrat win, the one who was announced the winner or who has actually claimed victory in the 21st State Senate District, the one who, if he is certified as the winner, will flip the control of the State Senate to the Democrats? Did he win? The machine said just 800 votes separate him from the incumbent Republican. He's claimed victory. I think the Republican ought to stand up and ask for a hand count in that race in Wisconsin. Good luck getting that, by the way. You got to go to court to ask for a hand count. Even if you have a recount, you got to go to court to have them hand counted. Otherwise, they'll just use the same machines that they used in the initial results. So are they correct? I don't know. You don't know. Scott Walker doesn't know. John Lehman, the Democrat who declared victory in the 21st Senate District in Wisconsin, he doesn't know. Nobody knows. Maybe the people who voted know. Maybe the people who took the exit polls knew. No, they didn't know either because those results were 50-50 according to all of the network broadcasting. That night. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Brad, in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
Yes, we're giving you that relief right here on the Watchtower with Brad Friedman sitting in for Mike Malloy, Brad of bradblog.com. We're talking Wisconsin and what the hell happened there. And, oh, yeah, there's a lot of other stuff going on this week. And I promise we'll be moving on to that in due time. But since nobody else is talking about this, nobody else is asking about the results in Wisconsin, everybody else is presuming that all of the computers work perfectly, the computers that failed time and time again in election after election, and yet Wisconsin, in all its brilliance, does not bother to check a single ballot after it is tallied by the computer, tallied either correctly or incorrectly. And I just ran through in the previous segment a bunch of recent failures with paper ballot op scan machines. Make no mistake, I'm not even talking about touchscreen machines. Those are 100% unverifiable. There ain't no way anybody can ever know if those are recorded correctly as per the voter's intent. I'm talking about the paper ballots, and no, they're not verified afterwards to find out if the computer's got it right. Why does all of this matter? Well, we're going to talk, by the way, about that in a moment with John Washburn, a Republican supporter of Scott Walker's, who may share my concerns about the results nonetheless. Okay. Here's the other reason why you should be concerned. On election night, you may remember, just 2 minutes after the polls closed up there in Wisconsin at 8:02 p.m. Central Time, Chuck Todd took to Twitter to say, quote, "We are officially saying Wisconsin is too close to call. Precinct exit data indicates total coin flip." That's what everybody was saying. That's what CNN was saying, MSNBC, Fox News. It was too close to call. The exit polls, those polls of people coming out of the precincts who have just voted, telling pollsters how they voted, The results across the state were showing that it was 50-50, too close to call. They were going to have to wait for results. And yet, by 46 minutes after the hour, actually 51 minutes after the hour, NBC calls it for Walker. Chuck Todd says, our models indicate that once all the votes are counted, Walker's final margin will be somewhere in the 4 to 6 point range because absentees mattered. Really? Well, that was unclear at the time. Do we have time to play this before I go to the break, Tony? Yeah, I can play this. Okay, this is what happened. Huh? We're going to play it close? You know what? We'll play it when we come back before I go to John Washburn. Because all of the networks were saying all night this is going to, oh, this is going to be an all-nighter. Get ready. Get your popcorn. We're going to be here all night. It's going to be late night. We may be until tomorrow morning before we know who actually won the Wisconsin recall race. The race that has been 16 months in the making between Scott Walker and Tom Barrett. We don't know. We can't know. Because when we polled people all across the state and all of the news organizations, they worked together with these exit pollsters to find out how people voted, how people just voted, just now when they walked out of the booth. They don't have to try to remember how they voted. They don't have to guess in advance the way they do with pre-election polls where, you know, who knows if they're actually going to vote or not at all. These are people who walked just right out of the booth. And those people, the information, the data that they gave to the pollsters was so close, was so tight that everyone, including Rachel Maddow, over on MSNBC, all the folks on CNN, all said, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be too close to call. And then, 45 minutes later or so, they called it. And they called it in a big way for Scott Walker. Based on results, what? What results? Exit results? Based on the computer results that I've already told you are flawed time and again? I don't know. We'll play a clip of Rachel talking about what happened that night before it goes down the memory hole. And we'll speak with John Washburn, a Walker supporter, about all of this when we come back. Brad, in from Mike Malloy. Stay right there. This is the Mike Malloy Show, coming to you live from the West Coast. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, cheering you people up in Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. And we are talking about Wisconsin today, and never fear, you people in Wisconsin, continue the fight. We got your back. You need to keep fighting. I'm going to tell you how, and I'm going to tell you how across the entire country to continue this fight. This is your democracy, and you're losing it. Not to losing elections, you're losing your democracy. You're losing it to these machines that fail, to these exit polls that are kept only, you know, this was amazing last week. And we're going to get to John Washburn. John, hang on the line. When they came out at 8:02 seconds after Wisconsin time, after the polls closed, and they told everybody, oh, it's going to be a long night. We have been looking at exit polls all day long. We have been looking at the data. And this race between Scott Walker and Tom Barrett, I'm telling you, is neck and neck. And people are still in line. They're, and if you're in line before 8 o'clock, you still get to vote. They're still in line. They're running out of ballots all over Milwaukee. They're running out of registration forms because in Wisconsin you can register and vote on the same day. There is such a huge turnout. Oh, boy, it looks like it's going to be a squeaker. And then a few minutes later, never mind. Scott Walker wins. Next story. What happened? What happened there? What happened to that exit data that had everybody 50-50, that had it so tight the networks could not make their call? Well, you and I are mere mortals. We don't get to see the exit data. That is proprietary secret information that only experts like, Matt Drudge gets to see. And Rachel Maddow, and Wolf Blitzer, and the people at CNN and MSNBC and Fox News who get to look at that exit data. You don't get to look at it. The only data you get to see from the exit polls has been adjusted. And I'm not kidding. They adjust the data to fit with the results that come off of the voting machines. So nobody questions whether the results are right. They question, well, why was our exit data so wrong? Well, let's just adjust it, and then it'll be right. We'll make it all right. We'll just adjust it based on the election results. And I've talked to many pollsters over the years. I've talked to exit pollsters. They think that's the gold standard. Whatever comes off the computers, that's the gold standard. That's how people actually voted. So if our exit data was wrong, well, we'll adjust it to that. Will they show us the raw data? Will they show us the raw data where, you know, in one precinct where it was 80-20 for Tom Barrett over Scott Walker, and yet the results when they came off the machines showed that it was 50-50 or something like that? No, they do not show that to us because we're not allowed to see that. Neither are we allowed to see how those ballots are counted, those paper ballots are counted inside the proprietary, privately owned voting systems, voting machines that count those paper ballots. We are simply expected to accept the results. Scott Walker defeated Tom Barrett in a landslide. Never mind the exit polls. John Lehman, the Democrat, defeated Senator Van Wangard in the 21st District, the state Senate, flipping the control of the Senate from the Republicans to the Democrats. You see, this is not a partisan thing. This is a democracy thing. This is how close it was. And before this goes down the memory hole, and we're going to get to John. Hang in there, John Washburn. He's in Wisconsin. He's a Scott Walker supporter. He'll tell me whether I'm crazy here or not. But before this goes down the memory hole, I want you all to remember what happened when those polls closed on last Tuesday night. Here's Rachel Maddow talking to John Holloman, I think is his name. One of the guys. It doesn't matter. Here's what she had to say after the polls closed last Tuesday night.
So the polling ahead of this election showed Scott Walker ahead. Tom Barrett never led in any polls leading into this. But especially in the exit polling today, it looked like it was going to be very, very close. In the end, it was not very close. Do we know yet what happened?
I've been trying to figure that out myself because we were expecting a long night, maybe not even a call tonight, not until the morning, and you know, you kept watching the returns come in, and the pile got bigger and bigger, and Walker was up double digits. He was up high double digits for a while. Now the latest numbers that I've seen show about 10 points, maybe a little bit less than 10 points, which is larger than his margin in 2010. So I'm quite surprised and don't know exactly what was off in the measurement, whether there was a participation problem with people supporting Walker not responding to the exit pollsters. That's always a possibility, but I haven't heard that explained yet.
In terms of the other sort of unexplained thing connected to the exit polls here, the other sort of thing that we're still trying to figure out, whether it's a measuring thing or whether it is just a confounding result, are these very positive numbers for President Obama turning up in the exit polls. Even as the state decides to keep Scott Walker, in this electorate, the preference for Obama over Romney was an 11-point split, the president also getting much better numbers than Romney on the economy. What could explain a pro-Walker, pro-Obama split decision like that?
Yes, what could explain that? And John Holloman, or whatever his name is, he goes on to speculate. And that's all they've got. They've got speculation here. The data they have, they won't show it to us. The speculation we have to hear for hours on end. What went wrong? What could have possibly... How could it be that all of these Obama supporters supported Scott Walker? Really? Did they really? And then I've heard people say, actually, I'll talk to John Washburn about this. John Washburn is an election integrity advocate with Fair Elections Wisconsin and Wisconsin Citizens for Election Protection. He's an award-winning open records advocate, 2008 James Madison Award from the Freedom of Information Foundation of Texas. And he calls himself a Ron Paul Republican. Oh, John Washburn, welcome, sir, to the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
I should say welcome back. Okay, now, stop me if I get too personal here, John Washburn, but who did you vote for in last Tuesday's recall election in Wisconsin?
I voted for Scott Walker.
Now, why did you vote, in a few seconds, why did you vote for Scott Walker over Tom Barrett?
While I didn't vote for Scott Walker in the November election, I voted for Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think this was a proper thing for recall, I'll be honest with you.
Because he didn't break any laws and that sort of thing?
Basically, yes, and I don't think it was corruption. And quite frankly, before the election, everyone who didn't like Scott Walker said, well, if you want him to do to the state what he did to Milwaukee County, vote for him. And people who supported him said, if you want him to do for the state what he did for the county, Milwaukee County,
and what he did for Milwaukee County when he was the executive there, aside from potentially breaking the law, we'll find out about that
soon.
We'll
find out other than that,
he severely curbed the public unions.
He tried very, very, very hard, but he was blocked at almost every turn by the county board.
Right.
That was the legislative equivalent at the county level.
All right.
But,
so
that's for lack of trying. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So you may or may not have agreed with him. And by the way, I've heard other people say the same thing as, I would have voted against it, but he didn't break any laws. It's not a proper thing to have a recall over. Funny thing is, John Washburn, I didn't hear any Republicans say that when they were recalling Gray Davis as governor out here in California. He broke no laws.
See, now I would not have voted for Schwarzenegger in that case. I probably would have voted for Davis.
So all right,
this is not a proper subject for recall.
Fair enough. But this is not. I don't want to talk to you about politics here. That's not the reason I had you on. I just wanted to establish your credentials as a Republican. Now, I don't know if you heard. I hope you heard at least some of my rant for the first part of the hour, where I was talking about the concerns about the voting systems, when I was talking about the exit polls that were 50-50 one minute and ignored the next.
That particularly bothers me.
Okay. Tell me what I have wrong. Tell me what I'm not getting. You're a Republican. You're a supporter of Scott Walker's in this case. Do you have confidence in the results as they've been announced by the various counties in Wisconsin?
I have the same problem I have with most elections in most places in the country. There's no evidence to support that they were correct, and no evidence to support that they were incorrect at this point. It's what I call the vox machina, the voice of the machine, and I just have to accept it.
And you just have to accept it. Well, you don't accept it.
I can't double check it. No,
right.
I don't. But
go ahead.
And I think the pollster was that I overheard talking about these shy Walker supporters. You can take calls from Madison and Milwaukee. There were no shy Walker supporters voting on Tuesday.
To translate hang on, let me translate that, John. That means the shy they were too shy to talk to the exit pollsters. And that's a term that came out, by the way, of the 2004 election, where we saw the same thing, where the exit polls said John Kerry was going to win, and then the results said something different. And when the exit pollsters were asked to explain it, they said, oh, well, they were shy George Bush supporters. They were too embarrassed to tell the exit pollsters they were supporting George Bush. You reject the theory of the shy Scott Walker theory, who supporters who did not want to tell the exit pollsters that they voted for Scott Walker?
Correct. This election was polarizing in the sense that both sides were enthusiastically voting for their candidate. Well, maybe me less. Maybe that sliver like me less. But they were nonetheless not reticent to talk to an exit pollster. I don't believe that for a second. And so this is just post hoc myth-making as to what happened, because there's no data, there's no evidence. That you're just making it up,
now,
making a good narrative without support.
Okay, and how many of the paper ballots that were reported as results last Tuesday night, John Washburn, how many of those paper ballots that were counted by computer tabulators across the state are then verified by human beings to make sure that the computer tallied them accurately in those results?
None. Not unless one of these polling outfits decide to actually do some science and pick a ward where they were way off in their exit data, and then go do an open records request for the ballots and see which one of the two hypotheses is correct.
And
sort of that?
Yeah.
No, none of them have been checked. Double checked the machines.
None of them have been checked. We are simply going with whatever the machines tell us. machines that, as I mentioned in the first part of the hour, are constantly wrong all over the country. You know, thousands of ballots thrown out, the ESNS, what is it, the DS-200?
DS-200s.
In New York, yep.
M-100s here in Wisconsin, you know, put a straight party ticket. Well, sorry, no votes on that ballot. But we'll suck it in the front and not let you redo it. It's just all kinds of failure modes.
Now, what have you been met with, John Washburn, when you tried to look into these machines, when you tried to look into how they work, error reports, tried to get a look at ballots to make sure that they were counted accurately? Have you had much luck out there in the Badger State?
Certainly not looking at ballots. That saga was back in 2006. I wanted to get the ballots from the 2004 election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 22 months was just expiring that summer.
Right.
And I wanted to take them so that I could actually have ballots marked by voters with real pens in real ways, examine them, and see how fast the students at UW-Milwaukee, the College Democrats and the College Republicans, could hand count them.
Right.
So you could actually have numbers, you know.
Right. Do a
test. How long does it take to accurately hand count 7,000 ballots? No one knows, because no one's actually tried.
but they tell us we can't hand count them because that will take forever. That will take too long. We can't possibly hand count ballots. Now, in this election,
John, there was a study where they said it's going to take X amount of hours.
I know.
I'll believe that.
There is no data to support that claim. We hear it all the time. Well, if we want to hand count it, it's going to be weeks before we can. In Wisconsin, in this last election, for crying out loud, across most of the state, there was only one race, or two races, I guess, the governor and lieutenant governor on the ballot, right?
Yep, there were two, governor and lieutenant governor, in every polling district called a ward here in Wisconsin.
Right.
And in four Senate districts, there were three.
There was three.
For a total, there was either 10 ballot lines, four for governor, including the write-in line, three for lieutenant governor,
uh-huh.
or maybe it would balloon up as high as 10 ballot lines.
And so all they had to do in a race like that, when you've got two people on the ballot, is you make two piles. Walker votes here, Barrett's vote here. Walker votes here, Barrett's vote here. You make two piles, and then you count the piles in front of the people, in front of the cameras, in front of all the parties, and then you know the results at the precinct before those ballots move anywhere, so you don't have jerks like me and jerks like John Washburn. Sorry, John, had a for dramatic effect. Coming on the national radio and questioning these elections. And this is exactly what's going to happen as we head into November. John, I gotta get to a break here. So hang on. I want to see if you feel this situation is going to get any better by November, if you have any confidence in the results that are going to happen in Wisconsin, and this Democratic race, why aren't the Republicans yet calling for a recount? They usually do that immediately. What's going on out there in Wisconsin? The Democrat only, quote-unquote, won by 800 votes. John Washburn from Fair Elections Wisconsin is with me. Brad from Brad Blog, stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike. Next hour, by the way, we are speaking with Michael Leite about this attack on unions like I've never seen before, and I want to know what the hell the unions are going to do about it. Are they going to survive? We'll see. I don't know. They are losing, I think, at least the PR war in a huge way. So we'll have some hopefully some tough questions for this union leader coming up in a little bit. Right now I've got John Washburn, a Republican supporter of Scott Walker's, who, like me, is questioning the results of last Tuesday's race. We don't know if the results were right or if they were wrong. And that goes, for those of you who say, oh, you're just, Brad, you're a partisan. Well, here we've got a Republican supporter who's asking the same question, a supporter of Scott Walker's. And I'm also asking the same questions in regard to the Democrat, John Lehman, the challenger to the incumbent Republican Senator Van Wengard. in the 21st Senate District. If John Lehman, if his win holds out, it will flip the control of the Senate to the Democrats. That's kind of big. I know that things are changing. They're redistricting. They're going to have a new election in November, and it may flip back to the Republicans. But I'm somewhat surprised in a race with, I think it's something like, I want to say 70,000 votes. I don't have the numbers in front of me. That Lehman is winning by less than 800 votes, and the Republicans are not calling for a recount. John Washburn, do you have any explanation for that?
No, and I'm surprised they're not asking for a recount because, I'll admit it's a 1% margin of victory, which means that the Van Wangard campaign would have to pay for the full cost of the recount. But it's only one Senate district, so the costs are manageable. And it's the Senate that's in the play. Why not go for it? I find it odd,
usually,
given how important it was to maintain the control of the Wisconsin State Senate, that while it's still possible to maintain it, you let it go.
Now, they have until
it's
the...
It's not like the Wisconsin Republican Party is calling me up and asking me what they should do.
Not anymore, although I should say you did sit in for Kathy Nicholas up there in Waukesha, Wisconsin. She actually asked you to go to a county executive meeting in her stead some years ago when she couldn't make it. So, you know, John Washburn is the real deal here.
I've had people from the Republican, from the Milwaukee Election Commission, ask me questions and advice, so it's not, and I've given my advice freely to both sides, so it's not a partisan thing. It's that track. You know, you got to have a real track before you can worry about the horse race.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's looking at the horse race. We look at the track conditions, because that is as much responsible for who wins and loses these races.
And John, who bets on a horse race without looking at the track conditions?
John, nobody. I got 10 seconds here. Do you have confidence that the results of the elections in Wisconsin are going to be any more reliable in November?
No, they won't be. They won't be. I am absolutely confident that it will be no more reliable, which is not reliable at all.
John Washburn from FairElectionsWI.com. Thanks, John. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on again.
You bet. Brad in from Molloy. Much more straight ahead.